The NFL season is finally here, so make sure you're ready with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. It gives you the most live NFL games all in one place, exactly what you need to make your Sundays more magical. Sign up today at youtube.com/Sunday Ticket. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games.
When it comes to towing, seeing is believing. That's why Chevy Truck's advanced camera technology offers up to 8 available cameras for 14 unique views, so you can focus on the view that really matters. Chevrolet, together let's drive. Learn more about Chevy Trucks at Chevy.com. Safety or driver assistance features are no substitute for the driver's responsibility to operate the vehicle in a safe manner. Read the vehicle owner's manual for important feature limitations and information.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
So far, so good.
With guest host Kirk Morrison.
I like it.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
You get a jersey yet?
I'm not going to get an 8. I don't wear jerseys.
Yeah, maybe for the kids.
I don't. Which kids? They don't.
Your kids.
They're Patriots fans. They're not putting on a Jet jersey.
Earlier on the show, Broncos beat writer for The Athletic, Nick Kosmider. College football editor-in-chief for The Athletic, Stuart Mandel. Coming up, Commanders beat writer for The Athletic, Ben Standen. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Kirk Morrison.
Our number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Morrison here filling in for Rich. Yes, I'm here.
Let's go.
Oh, man, we've had a great show so far. College football is approaching. We've got preseason, final week of preseason tonight, by the way. A couple of preseason games.
Tonight.
In the NFL.
Chiefs-Bears.
So we got Thursday, we got Friday, we got Saturday, and then guess what? It's over. Sunday. Preseason is now over, and then one of the hardest days and weeks coming up, which is NFL cutdown day. A lot of teams will be making their choices as we get from the 90 to the 53. No, that's not a freeway here in Los Angeles, by the way. But been a little news coming out of Washington Commanders camp. And a lot of it has to do with the quarterback being named a starter that we kind of already knew. But still, this is my team that I'm following this year only because I feel like no one's talking enough about him. Dan Quinn's bunch. But a guy who can help us out and get more understanding of what's going on with the Commanders. Here's Ben Standig, writer for The Athletic. He covers the Commanders. Ben, I feel like this team is riding under the radar a little bit. No one really knows who this Washington Commanders team is. They got rid of so many guys, but then they brought in so many guys. And yet, one of the big names is obviously the quarterback. They selected number 2 overall, Jaden Daniels. Is now the starter. Are we surprised? Is this just part of the process? Because before it was like, oh, we're not going to play him until he's ready or this. And it's like, all right, look, he showed us enough. He's the starter. How did that process go on him being named the starter?
Well, let me just say, I'm kind of happy, at least initially, that this team is under the radar because the last 3 and 4 years, they were way above the radar for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
So I'm happy to have a little bit of normalcy here in town. But yeah, no, but look, this Jaden Daniels thing, the minute he was drafted, I think it was pretty clear he would be the guy barring, you know, some poor transition to the league. They brought in Marcus Mariota to have a veteran, a responsible move. But clearly Daniels is the better quarterback, not just in the future, but right now watching this unfold in practice. And, you know, they've been Dan Quinn's talking about competition. This really is. It's more than just a buzzword in camp. This is really what he is preaching across the board, because they're not just simply bringing in some new players. They're trying to reshape the entire tone of this organization that hasn't won a playoff game since 2005. So in the case of Daniels, I think he just didn't want to declare a starter, knowing that he wants to see other people battle at other positions. But it's been pretty clear for a while that Daniels would be the guy for most of training camps. He's been getting the first team reps. He started both of the preseason games. And again, frankly, he just is better. And he's been really on target with a lot of deep throws. The staff has been really impressed with his decision-making in the pocket and where to throw the ball. And he's also been a pretty good guy in the locker room. There's no diva vibes at all. Right. He's just one of the team. And he's checked all the boxes, but they wanted to make sure they went through every box, not just rush the process.
So now we've got Caleb Williams, who'll be the starter week 1. Jaden Daniels will be a starter week one. Bo Nix now the starter in week one as well. They've all hit the milestones that they needed to see from their head coach. But I feel like we don't talk enough about their offensive coordinator in Washington, Cliff Kingsbury, former head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. We know about his college background as well. What is this offense now going to look like? What have you seen so far from practice and even the early parts of preseason that this offense can look like led by Jaden Daniels?
So it's a big question for sure. And obviously, one thing the staff knows is their big advantage coming into the year is that people don't know exactly what's going to happen because everything is very different. But that said, you know, Cliff Kingsbury's not going to completely change what he did in Arizona and in college. A lot of up-tempo offense, a lot of 2-3-4 receivers. You know, they'll have shots down the field, and Jaden Daniels works perfectly as that sort of read option quarterback that goes with this sort of fast-breaking offense. That said, we haven't really seen much of other than the up-tempo part and the formations. The routes have been under wraps. They are barely throwing the ball down the field at all in the preseason. They've also got a pretty good run game in Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler, and it's not going to surprise me at all if they lean hard into that duo, both to help Daniels, you know, get acclimated as a rookie, and also there are questions on the offensive line, particularly at tackle. So again, I think he's going to go up tempo. I think he's going to move his receivers around a bit more than people might think, but we'll see what happens when the games turn real. But it's a real chance to be a fun offense, especially if Daniels can get going quickly, and I don't see why he's not going to be able to do that.
Commanders beat writer for The Athletic, Ben Standig, joining the Rich Eisen Show. Kirk Morrison filling in for Rich. I know one less weapon for the Commanders on that offense. Kind of explain to us, because I hear Jahan Dotson, and look, that name was this offseason part of the plans for the offense. Everyone's like, oh, they got Jahan Dotson and Terry McLaurin, and we're like, okay. And now, right before the third preseason game, Jahan Dotson being traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. What do you think the thought process in trading away Jahan Dotson, who I thought was a starter on this football team?
Yeah, look, he's been a starter his first 2 years. His rookie season, he led Washington with 7 touchdown receptions. Like a lot of people last year, though, he had a down year. A lot went wrong here. But he didn't seem to bounce back quickly or really at all this year, where other veterans who came back seemed to have that extra pep in their step, as it were, you know, seemed to buy in more. Dotson just seemed off for most of this campaign, and not just off, you know, in terms of like the route running, but I think it's also his vibe wasn't hitting with what Dan Quinn was preaching. And the analogy I've been using now for the last week or so is I happened to watch the movie Miracle the other day for the 800th time. Great movie.
Yeah.
And there's a scene early in the movie where Kurt Russell, playing Herb Brooks, turns to his assistant coach, hands him a piece of paper with 26 names on it that he wants to bring to training camp. The thing is, though, it's on day one of this bigger tryout with like 100 players. And the assistant says, wait a minute, what are you doing here? This doesn't even have some of the best players on it. And Herb Brooks responds, I'm not looking for the best players. I'm looking for the right ones. Mm-hmm. And I think for where this team is right now, of course, they're going to try to win. But every move that they have made, led by GM Adam Peters, from the time Peters showed up, has been bigger picture. They want to establish an identity. They want to establish what it means to be part of this team. They didn't spend lavishly to bring in a bunch of players to get a sugar high. They want to build something, and they are looking for those guys who understand the competitiveness, the aggressive nature that they want. And I know some of that can sound cliche, but that's why they're doing this and taking their time rather than saying, we've got to go. And I just don't think Dotson fit. And with 2 years left on his contract, rookie deal, they got some good value for him. Right. They don't have much else at receiver besides McLaurin. I'll give you that. But this, to me, is a tone-setting move more than it is just about, you know, reshaping the wide receiver room.
Man, nothing wrong with a sugar high, by the way. Nothing wrong with it, man. Trust me.
I've had a few in my day.
Yeah. Jolly Ranchers and all. But Ben Standing, Commander's beat writer for The Athletic. I would say this, though, that we see the trade and we see kind of the competition that's been going on. What is this now new culture? You mentioned a little bit Adam Peters, the new general manager, Dan Quinn, new head coach, formerly defensive coordinator with the Dallas Cowboys. But how has this camp, this preseason, been different than maybe what Ron Rivera had done in the previous seasons?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple things. Like in terms of like the day-to-day process, me it's been much more efficient. They have found ways to throughout the limited time they have each day to really get these guys maximum reps. They're constantly shifting from one drill, one side of the field to another. Whereas in the past, it felt like maybe, I'm not saying they were being lackadaisical, but the urgency didn't seem to be there. On defense with their new defensive coordinator, Joe Witt Jr., who came over with Quinn from Dallas.
Right.
He's a really up-tempo coach, we can say. He wants his guys to talk. He's going to talk. And they want these guys to run around and you know, be aggressive out there on defense. Again, so much of this sounds cliche, but this has not been something that's been the norm here. And so the notion of competition, by the way, look at the players that they brought in this offseason. Mm-hmm. Of all their draft picks, basically all but one was a team captain in college, which means just that there's a certain leadership component that these guys bring that was recognized at the college level. They brought in free agents. They didn't spend big really on almost anybody, but they brought in guys like Bobby Wagner, future Hall of Famer, on a one-year deal. They brought in Austin Eckler, who's got a chip on his shoulder after a down year with the Chargers. Zach Ertz, sure, maybe he's you know, on the back nine of his career, but he's been a Pro Bowl player on really good teams, and he has the attitude to what it takes. They bring guys like that in, combined with these new pieces, Jaden Daniels included, and this is the combination where you take the guys just coming in, pair them with the been there, done that vet to do things the supposed right way, and now all of a sudden you start building your attitude and your tone. And by the way, let me just say, you know, even though last year the franchise sale occurred right before the season started, right, it wasn't until this season that it really felt different. And to remove the cloud of the Dan Snyder era and at the end the Ron Rivera part, to remove that, it really is legitimately sunny here. There's no more cap ceiling. It feels like anything, to sound like Kevin Garnett, anything is possible.
Right.
Again, maybe not this year, but going forward, I think that's what they're all aiming at. And I think that's given them new life, new attitude, new energy, and, you know, this competitiveness.
Yeah, I think it goes back to how we talked about it to start. They've kind of been under the radar a little bit. There is the, you know, the conversation is not about what's going on in the front office or on the outside. The conversation now is they got a starting quarterback in Jaden Daniels. And now you look at the Dallas Cowboys, you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, which is, again, that's kind of funny. You trade within division, right? But hey, that's the new NFL we're in, because that before was forbidden. You can't trade in a division. And now it's right, like the norm. But you think about the teams now in this NFC East. Cowboys and Eagles have won the division in the last couple of years, but here comes the Commanders' new head coach, obviously new general manager, now new quarterback. What is the true life, the expectation for this football team? Is this a team that's right there that can knock on the door of the playoffs, or what do you want to see in year one of this regime?
First of all, it's amazing that of the four teams in the division, the only one who's not dealing with controversy is this one.
Yes, right.
Philadelphia's got the Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, Dallas, right, you know, their main players are all wanting new money. The Giants.
That's a great way to put it.
So, again, there's a lot of positive here. To me, you know, look, if we're talking wins and losses, sure, getting 9 wins or so would be a big step forward. I think realistically, though, can this team be competitive game in and game out? I had somebody mention to me earlier the Arizona Cardinals last year, and right, I know the Cardinals didn't win a ton of games, but as the season progressed, they were competitive. They were making their opponents not just walk in the building and, you know, say we got this. They had to earn it, and I think that's what you want to see from Washington. Plus, Jaden Daniels, he doesn't have to be C.J. Stroud, okay? But if he can show that he is the guy, that all the hype is real, seems like it's heading that way. Then next year, on his second year of his rookie deal, Adam Peters can go aggressive in free agency, in trades, and now you take advantage of that. So I just think they need to make those strides forward. And again, this is why they're working on the baseline of their attitude, their competitiveness, rather than saying, let's go get, you know, trade for Brandon Ayuk. Hopefully that doesn't happen in the next 10 minutes. But you know what I mean? Like, they're not making the splashy moves that I know so many people want, because they understand there's a bigger picture involved here, and they're waiting to build on that. And I think that, to me, is what the expectation would be competitiveness and Jaden Daniels showing he belongs.
Yeah, they're going to hang their hat on the offense, obviously Cliff Kingsbury, but I want to get you out of here just talking about the defense a little bit. You talked about Bobby Wagner. This defense doesn't have Montez Sweat or Chase Young of a year ago. Both guys traded away. They still got Daron Payne and the guys up front, but tell me about this secondary a little bit. Tell me just the defense in whole, because I think, was it Martin Emerson was getting Forbes. Who was the cornerback that was getting roasted? Forbes, yeah. I get them both mixed up because they both were at Mississippi State together when you're watching them, and I'm like, they were like in unison. They played well, but now I'm watching them in the National Football League. Emerson is playing great over with Cleveland, and Forbes is over on social media just getting trashed with all the highlights.
Yeah, well, look, the strength of this defense is going to be up front. You've got the two Pro Bowl defensive tackles in John Allen and Daron Payne. Now you have – they've had very little linebacker the last 4 or 5 years. Now you've got Wagner. The one big move that they made this offseason was signing Frankie Louvu, who likely is going to be the – play the Micah Parsons role in this defense, where you line him up on the edge, linebacker all over the place, and he can get after the quarterback. The secondary is where things start to get a little dicier. I think they've got some interesting options at safety, but cornerback, you mentioned Forbes. I think this is where opponents are going to pick on them. They've got their top outside cornerbacks, Forbes, Benjamin St. Juste, and Mike Davis, who they signed in free agency, not showing a lot of impressive work so far to my eyes in camp. And you mentioned Forbes really struggled last year. Now, I do think he's made some strides this year. He put on some weight, which was needed because he only weighed like 165 at the combine last year.
So
there's still hope for him. And I do think one big hope is the Dallas coaches last couple of years, they had Trayvon Diggs lead the league in interceptions. And last year, Daron Bland went from a fifth round pick to setting the record for most interceptions returned for touchdowns.
Right.
Emmanuel Forbes set the college record for most interceptions returned for touchdown in a career. So I think there's hope that they can get with him and get him back on track. But I think early on in particular, the cornerbacks on the outside, I think could be the weakness for sure on this defense.
Ben, I know last question for you, but anything in terms of the last preseason game, how are they handling it? It's Jaden Daniels over there with a clipboard and a headset and a ball cap. Anything to take out of the last preseason game for these Washington Commanders?
Yeah, Dan Quinn hasn't said anything official yet. He said he will tomorrow, probably after their practice. I can't imagine any of their starters will do anything. Jaden Daniels has only played 3 series in 2 games. I mentioned Allen, Payne, and Wagner. They haven't taken the field at all yet. And, I think you've made it this far. I think they've had 2 joint practices. They're obviously getting in their own practices. I think they feel comfortable with that. So the only starters I could see playing are probably guys like I mentioned, the cornerbacks, maybe some. Look, they just traded away Dotson. Some of the receivers beyond McLaurin right. probably need to get out there, show what they can do. But I can't imagine Jaden Daniels would be out there, even though Daniels versus Drake May would obviously be fun, even if it is the preseason.
Commanders beat writer for The Athletic, Ben Standick. Appreciate the time, my brother.
Thanks for having me.
At Ben Standick on X, Twitter X, however you go to that platform.
Everyone still calls it Twitter.
I know. I just try to keep it. Can we just put the bird back up?
It's always been Twitter.
Can we just put the little bird sign back up on X? I just got to go back to it. All right. So on Twitter. Good with that.
We're good with Twitter.
The artist formerly known as
Everyone knows what you mean when you say, yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
Appreciate it.
Everyone knows what you mean.
All good. So back in March, after free agency had started, there was a lot of moves that were made, right? Free agency started. There were big moves. Oh, this guy's going here. Big move at the time. Kirk Cousins was no longer a Viking. He became an Atlanta Falcon. There was a lot of moves that were going on. Then we also had a draft that was going on. So I had to adjust my top 5 games I want to see. We can start from the beginning of what I saw and look at my new adjustments as we prepare for the 2024 NFL season. That's coming up right after this. Kirk Borson here, filling in for Rich.
Let's talk DoorDash people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat? Your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash. That's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RICHEISEN24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer, terms apply. Promo's not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness. Your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RICHEISEN24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. I got to bring this up since we haven't spoken. The cart, you know, the cart, what I'm talking about, the cart, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My cart.
Yeah. what happened? Did you go up to the cart and ask for a ride to take care of your business? Or like, what happened? What happened?
I would never ask for a ride to the locker room, but
okay. What happened?
People never ask for money too, but when you present it to me, I'm not going to say no to it. So I came off the field.
Yeah.
I had come off the field like three plays before that.
Yes.
And I told my coach, like, hey, I got to take a number two. Like, it's not looking good. And then we got a first down and got close to the red zone. So I was like, you know what? I'll hold it. So
yes.
We end up scoring, and I come back to the sideline.
Yes.
And the head trainer and the head equipment guy was like, hey, there's a cart down there ready to take you into the locker room to go to the bathroom. Because we're playing in Detroit, and it is a hike from the locker room to the field. And plus, we're on the other side. So I was like, you know what? You can't miss an opportunity like this. So, you know, up the tunnel I went, and the rest is history. I left. Just know I left my mark in Detroit.
DK, you gave a scare to everybody who loves you and roots for you. I mean, you know, seeing you carted, we're like, wait a minute, what's going on? And then what a relief, you know,
right.
to use another analogy as well. I mean, did you have people after the game saying, what the hell did you do that for? Just walk.
Everybody after the game, I was like, bro, don't scare us like that. I'm like, I wasn't worried, so y'all shouldn't be worried. But I watched the video, and I wasn't smiling on the way to the locker room, so that's probably why everybody was a little worried.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the tweet. You're like, that clinch walk wouldn't have made it. That's what that's what you tweeted.
And we were wearing white that game, so it definitely would have shown.
Yeah, welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Go to the phone lines, 844-204-RICH, 844-204-RICH.
All right, let's go to Kevin in Arkansas.
All right, Kevin. Kevin in Arkansas.
Kevin, you're up, man.
What's going on, guys? How are you? Are they doing all right?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing this win,
awesome.
Loss,
you're doing
pick.
A great job filling in, by the way. I think you're my favorite guest host, honestly.
I appreciate
it. Watching about two seasons. For sure.
I just don't want to burn the place down. I don't want to burn it down. I want to keep it nice and warm.
Right. So about almost a year ago exactly, I was like a first time. I've only watched the show like five times. I call in for win-loss. I really don't get the format like I do now. And they've already done Eagles like four times, but they said, you guys said, hey, no one done Miami Dolphins. So I call in, I tell the guy, hey, I want to do Dolphins win-loss. I don't tell him the whole scoop. Y'all throw me on at the end of the show, I roll it off, and at the end, on the radio broadcast, TV, it cut it off, but they heard me say, well, I'm not really a Dolphins fan, I'm an Eagles fan, but no one had done Dolphins, so I want to do win-loss for whichever team has not been done yet or has the fewest win-losses. Because apparently a bunch of Dolphins fans got mad at me, and I thought, well, you know what, you should call in and you know, vouch for your team, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised,
Kevin,
because
the thing is, you're supposed to do it for your team.
Yeah, do it for you. Just do the Eagles if you're an Eagles fan, dude.
Say it with your chest.
No. See, in my opinion, if you're a real fan, that's jinxing it. Like, how if I get on there, I know that I'm going to go, like...
Kevin, you can't change the rules in the middle of the game.
Come on, Kevin.
You guys, and...
Yeah. All right, so as I look here, I got to just right. – how about this
one? I'll choose.
I got like three options for you, Kevin. I've got three options for you. Ready? Just browse through quickly. Three options right away. Here we go. Arizona Cardinals, Houston Texans, Indianapolis Colts. You pick.
Wow, with all of Houston's aspirations and how good they could be, no one's done the Houston Texans.
Because there's only like five Houston Texans fans. Yeah. I mean, they've only been around for 20 years. You know what I mean?
More than that. Well, there's about to be more.
There's about to be more. Yes, it's a growing fan base, to say the least.
Let's do that. Let's just as a stab at their fans who haven't called in. Let's do Houston Texans.
Houston Texans. Here we go. There's their schedule. You ready? At Colts. Week one at Colts. Win. Okay.
Win.
Week two at home against the Bears.
Win.
Okay. The Bears. At Vikings, week three.
Loss.
Okay. Home versus the Jaguars, week four.
Win.
Okay.
Close one. Now that's gonna be a good game right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
all right. Week five at home against the Buffalo Bills. This will be the Stephon Diggs revenge game.
Win.
Okay. At Patriots, week six.
Man, poor Brockman. I mean, no one. You guys talk about the Titans. So no one is giving the Titans credit. No one's giving the Patriots.
We're gonna be terrible
at all. But yeah, it's a win. Yeah.
At Green Bay, week seven.
Loss.
Indianapolis will be a home game for you on the 27th, week eight.
Loss.
5-3.
Ooh, 5-3. We were. Okay. A Thursday night in New York against the Jets.
Wow, that's going to be a fun one, too. Thursday Night Football, that's a good one. Bunch of ratings. I'll take Rodgers, the Jets.
Okay, that's another, yeah. Detroit comes to Houston on November 10th.
This is going to be fun, man. This is a bunch of really good games. I'll go with, I'll take win.
Okay.
And I think Detroit will have a winning record at the time, but I'll go win there.
Monday night, Battle of Texas, week 11, November 18th, at Dallas, Monday Night Football.
Oh, I mean, obviously I'm an Eagles fan, so we never say that the Cowgirls are going to win, so Texans beat them.
Okay.
That's an invalid pick. I'm just going to throw that out there. First of all, he's an Eagles fan picking for the Texans.
Oh,
like, come on.
I love this.
Come on.
I love it.
Throw that out of there.
The Tennessee Titans come to Houston on November 24th.
Win.
And the Jaguars at Jacksonville December 1st.
I'll go with, I took Texans the first one. I'll have the series split. Whoever I didn't take last time, I took
an L.
Okay, so this will be an L.
L, yeah, no Jags.
Probably one of the latest buys in the history of buys, by the way. December 8th is the buy, week 14. With four games down the stretch. Here we go, rapid fire. Home versus Miami.
Loss.
At Kansas City.
Ooh, let's have fun. Win.
Okay.
Christmas Day home versus the Ravens on a Wednesday, by the way.
Loss. I think the Ravens really are. I think this is, I don't know, they might be just, I don't know, I just got a feeling they're going to be pretty unstoppable.
One game left. The Tennessee Titans at Tennessee.
You know what? I'm not going to be the guy to do it. The Titans win because the Texans are maybe, maybe they got somebody injured. I don't know. Maybe there's no point in the game. Who knows? But, yeah, I'll go Titans win the last one. And if you can do me a favor before I get off, I want to know how accurate my Dolphins picks were last year. So y'all got to pull that for me and let me know, all right?
All right.
All right, brother.
Kevin.
Appreciate it, guys.
I appreciate it. Kevin in Arkansas. Ride it. He's kind of... That's kind of what my thinking has been a little bit on this. It's got 9-8.
9-8.
That's because a lot of people think about it.
That'd be a pretty big disappointment for Houston.
Definitely.
Not to me.
With the expectations, the general expectations coming into this year is C.J. Stroud's a top five quarterback.
Correct.
They've got a really potentially dynastic offense, adding Stephon Diggs, adding Joe Mixon to go with Tank Dell coming back, Nico Collins breakout year.
Yeah. Think about Everyone it, though. Like they won Ryan's. 10 games last year.
Not the toughest division.
Yeah, they won 10 games last year, right? They Although won a division at 10 and 7. It's a sneaky South good could division. Be sneaky yes.
Tough, man. Could be
That's
sneaky
what I'm
tough.
Saying. Like,
CJ Stroud, top five quarterback?
They won.
That's consensus.
They won 10 games last year, right? They won 10 games last year. Are they two wins better? Three wins better? In a division that's going to be better.
A division we expect to be better.
Full, hopefully, season of health for Anthony Richardson. Will Levis, Trevor Lawrence,
Trevor Lawrence got a lot new. He's got a lot of new toys to play
think
with.
Think about it. I just how I look at the AFC North. I mean, the AFC North is going to be better where 9-8 got you fourth place. They can be 10-7. They could be 9-8 again and still be in a very tough division. Can they climb two more wins out of that schedule? That schedule's pretty good now, being in a first place schedule. But it also reminds me of my new top five games now. Ooh. I've adjusted just a little bit from the time. Think about it, this was way back in March. I want you to take a look at the games that I had back in March when I said, you know what? I can't wait to watch this game. One of those games last year, I mean, in March, like was like Vikings and Falcons. It was like the game I couldn't wait to see. It was like, yes. Vikings-Falcons kind of took away the lust of that game a little bit. J.J. McCarthy now injured for the year. So Sam Darnold versus Kirk Cousins, it don't really hit the same no more, right? No, not at all. So I've had to do some adjusting a little bit. Let me get through my whole little list here. I got, we got a drop for it? Hit the drop.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Kirks.
Top five.
I like that. Kirks. Top five. Kirks. Let's get to my top five. Let's go. Right. Just put them all up there. Starting my new updated top five, by the way. Steelers Broncos. That actually was part of my original. I kept it. We got Steelers, which we think Russell Wilson will be starting at the quarterback.
Yep.
Against the Broncos, against Sean Payton. I'm going to keep this one. This is the reason why. Because of Bo Nix. So it's Russell Wilson versus his replacement, the guy who they drafted. This is movie type stuff, baby. I can't wait. I'm keeping that one. Game number two that I'm keeping. Steelers at Falcons. I don't know why I love the Steelers so much, but because they're storylines. I love the storyline. But think about the old guard. Quarterbacks that were drafted before 2013. That's Kirk Cousins. That's Russell Wilson. We could see the old guard still going against each other. And I love it. This is going to be one of those matchups because if you think about it, Atlanta had the opportunity to draft Justin Fields, and they didn't draft him. They didn't sign him in free agency. That was one of the places where Justin Fields was going to get traded to. Remember that? During this offseason. So that's one of the games I got on there. Bears at Commanders. One of my games I can't wait to see this year. Number one versus number two. Jaden versus Caleb. Caleb versus Jaden. These are, and look, I want to preface this, by the way, for everybody. There are some great other matchups, too. We're going to have the whole AFC North round robin in throughout the season. I can't wait for that. We've got some rematch games. Chiefs at 49ers, the Super Bowl rematch. Ravens at Chiefs, we have that one. Lions at 49ers. We have all of those rematch games. So this, don't even worry about it. But I'm just talking about games that now I'm intrigued more now. My top five outside of the other ones I already got. So Bears Commanders 1-2. This is one that kind of just came up. Look at that. Kevin helped us out, right? The Kevin from Arkansas. But Texans at Jets.
Ooh.
It's a game I kind of want to watch now. It's intrigue. It's the old guard versus the new guard, or the new guard versus the old guard. Because when this game happens, week 9, you are who you are. We'll know who you are. And oh, by the way, it's the reason why I get to not have to go trick-or-treating. Hey, babe, I gotta go watch a football game. Halloween night.
Oh, that's a Thursday night. It's Halloween.
It's a Thursday Halloween game.
Wow.
But think about it. We'll be 8 weeks already into the season. This will be like, nah. Trust me, you can watch it on your phone. It's on Prime, baby. Yeah. I may just be TV guy. That's how about that? You have a TV and then like bring a TV. It's my costume. I might maybe have a costume.
Your costume is you're a TV.
Let's just be a TV guy.
I love it.
They're like, oh, where are you? Like,
fantastic.
Oh, I'm gonna be Amazon Prime guy.
You'd be a remote control.
Yes. Right. The old school way.
Roku remote. You know what I'm saying, TJ?
Right. But I'm trying to do that. In my last game that I'm still Eagles Giants still has a lot of power to it. And I know it's not appealing because of where the Giants are right now currently. It's just been really bad seeing Sauce Gardner wave bye to them yesterday at the joint practices. The Jets had a better practice than the Giants, but it's just the Giants, it's just everything has just been so negative because of Daniel Jones's performance this preseason during training camp. But it's still the Saquon Barkley Bowl. And I'm going to watch this first matchup, week 7, Saquon's return to MetLife. And if, look, you chose Daniel over Saquon. That's all. If Saquon Barkley rushes for over 100 yards, has a couple touchdowns, this is where Hard Knocks needs to be. Like, I want to see the real in-season right? Hard Knocks.
Remember,
Mr. Murray comes into the
AJ
room.
AJ Brown's revenge game against the Titans.
It got Robinson fired.
It was like three touchdowns and almost 200 yards.
That was the game we all said John Robinson got fired after that game.
Yeah.
He didn't technically get fired, but that was the game where we were like, wait, we traded him and he did that to us? Oh, no.
We could be seeing that this week.
That's the game. So those are my top five games that are adjusted. I had to pull a couple of them out. One game that I did pull out of there was Falcons-Vikings again because it just wasn't appealing. The Harbaugh is still one I'll be watching, but who knows where the Chargers may be at that time. It's Ravens and Chargers. It's still fun, but we're talking more about the coaches and not the actual players. But I'll keep my top five for now. And as we approach, hopefully they still have some of that star power that I was hoping for. Last segment coming up, man, here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Show flies by.
I'm gonna tell them when we come back what you did this morning to set me off.
Oh. I set TJ off, y'all.
That's a little
I set him off.
Oh, no.
Is it because I can't? Oh, I know why. I know why. In Los Angeles, I know why I set TJ off coming up next.
Three, two. Hey, everybody. There's a great new podcast that just launched. I want to tell you about it. It's called Throwbacks, and I know the guys who are doing it. It's hosted by former Entourage star Jerry Ferrara and former USC quarterback Matt Leinart, the 2004 Heisman Trophy winner, who then went on to play in the National Football League for the Arizona Cardinals. So Matt has a ton of experience to tell you about. playing for an iconic college football team, winning that trophy, and then, of course, all the behind-the-scenes stories from his time in college and professional football. While Jerry is one of the leads of an iconic television series, he's got you covered on what it was like being a young guy starring in a show that everyone was talking about, and he's also the voice of the fans. So Matt brings that former player expertise, and Jerry brings that voice of the maniacal sports fan. Enjoy hanging out with your new favorite pair of throwbacks every Thursday. Follow and subscribe to Throwbacks on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
There you are, you're clapping.
Yes, you're clapping.
Oh, he's sweating. He's sweating.
Wait a minute.
Brow.
So he made it out of contestants, Ralph?
Yes,
he made it out of contestants. I'm going to do a car! A car! Yes! Yes! TJ can win a car!
Let's go!
This is amazing. All right, the Master Key is the game. Master Key is the game.
Oh, my goodness.
This is going to take a while. Okay, here we go. Oh, popcorn machine.
Oh, I take that if you want that, TJ.
By the way, you've got to bring in this popcorn machine if you win. I want this popcorn.
Oh,
41. $41. It's not a $71. 41. It's 41. That's one key. That's one key. Grab the key. Take the middle key. Take the middle key. There's five keys.
Yes.
He takes the middle key. Oh, he's not looking. He takes the second to the right key.
I didn't look.
That's right.
Here's another key. Here's a basket. $584. That's a $58 basket. It's not an $84 basket.
No way.
What's in it?
What's in it? You got to get what's in it, too. It's an $84 basket.
It's an $84 basket.
Here's where I messed up. I listened to
That's an $84 basket.
I listened to the people.
Come on, TJ.
TJ.
84. No, it went 58.
No! TJ!
Oh, he only has one key.
We need to find a friend.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, TJ. It's an $84 key.
Uh-oh. Master Key. Right.
Does it unlock the... Okay, it does not...
Coffee maker.
No coffee maker.
Coffee maker.
Okay, he's going to unlock the electric bike.
Mike.
No. Okay, all right. Does it unlock the car?
Oh, my God.
Does it unlock the car?
Let's go.
Does it unlock the car?
Does it unlock
the car?
Does it unlock the car?
He's turning the key. No.
TJ.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Kirk Morrison filling in for Rich last segment. But I got some information for you out there because I'll let you know about Game Time. Okay. Game Time picks is something that I want you guys to understand because the Game Time app, GameTime.co, is something that you need to understand about. Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks, and it makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks, it filters out all of the stuff that you just don't need to show you the incredible deals on the great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Can I find this ticket? No. You can go find things such as the super deal and how good it is and how well that there's tiers of levels to what kind of seats that you want. Let me tell you about some of these things that you need to know, the priorities when it comes to GameTime.co. It makes things easier. The curation does, where you can save more on the sports, the concerts, the comedy theater, everything you need. You can go and find it right here, all in pricing. Toggle these feature shows up front with no surprise fees at the checkout. This is one of my best parts, though, by the way. And I know you do it because I do it. When you click on that seat view option, and you get that panoramic view of what your seat, who's looking left, when you who's going to be on your right, where's my field of the view of the court, all of that. I need all of that. That's why I click on seat view. Oh, by the way, did I mention this? Because I've used this as well, a low price guarantee. Now, if I go on one of these other websites and they got cheaper tickets, they will fully credit you 100% of the difference. So your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. So take the guesswork out of it. Buying these tickets, just download the Game Time app, create an account, use code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem code RICH for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guarantee. Game Time. All right.
Boom.
Woo. Yes, sir. As we kind of conclude the show, great time, by the way. First of all, great job today, Brockman.
Great job. Great job.
Jason,
great
always, man. You mean you best dressed today. Best dressed today with that the Minshew Mania shirt. TJ, as always, man, great to see you. The Tuscany flower over there, but still always doing your thing. Appreciate job well done today, our guys always in the pleasure. Back as well. But you said you wanted to talk about something that happened today, earlier today, that you wanted to get to. I think I have an idea.
Oh, you know, what, you know what you did.
I have an idea of what happened, no way you did. But I wanted to get some kind of way. I guess I teed you off. What did I mean, I do?
You know, it's just it wasn't that you teed me off. I just wasn't expecting to see you. Came in this morning, and you know, you're all comfortable, and I, you know, so as you look at somebody, you look from the top down because I saw you from a distance.
Right.
I'm like, oh, Kirkson, and then I happen just to look down, and then I see your toes, dog. I don't need to see your feet. Like, put some socks on, get some. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It's just me. But that's not the first thing I needed to see this morning was your toes come sliding, shuffling across the feet.
I had no problem with it.
I'll be honest with you.
You're a beach guy, though, Philly.
I love the beach. Nothing wrong with that.
No, let's just be real. As I've gotten older in age, there's two things that you learned as a kid that I feel like I've gone away from as I've gotten into an adult. Number one. Tying your shoes. Remember, that was the thing growing up. Like, when you're a little kid, like, oh, my God, I can't wait to tie my shoes. I can't wait to tie my shoes.
It took 3 years to learn how to
it. Took us so many years to learn how to tie your shoes.
Around and in the hole.
But I'll be honest with you, in my older age, if it got laces, I don't want them. Think about it. Like, oh, laces? Oh, my God. It just feels like it's time-consuming. Now, look, there's still shoes that I have. But just know you have to now edit that into your time schedule.
Well, I'm down with lace shoes, but they're tied so loose, I just slip in and out.
They're still slip-ons. I tie my shoes with slip-ons, yes. So that's one thing, okay?
Kirk, and I understand that. Like, I got these Fear of God raids on today. Yeah. Not only are there laces, there's straps. So I'm going to lace them up.
That's double time.
I got to do the straps on these joints, too.
So that's double time. Looking at that. I'm not doing double time no more.
So I guess I get that, yeah.
So that's one thing. I've gone away from a lot of shoelaces on shoes. I get that. Second thing is, and maybe this is just me, and I won't call, is it, I don't know if this is being lazy or not. If there's a way that I don't have to wear socks, I won't wear socks.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's an issue.
Like,
no socks.
Socks is like a new part of laundry because I do my own laundry. Mm-hmm. I've always been that way. I've been a laundry guy.
I just did laundry this week.
Yeah, I'm a laundry guy. People are like, oh, but you know, you're married and maybe your wife does a lot. No. I learned when I was in seventh grade. I went to Catholic school. Mm-hmm. So in seventh grade, Catholic school, my mom did my laundry and she wasn't supposed to. We had a thing called free dress. Yep. So I had to wear a uniform at school.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, like once a month you had free dress.
Only once a month? You didn't get once a week?
Yeah, whoa, no. Once a month.
Once a month, okay.
So free dress is like you got to wear your baddest outfit.
Yeah.
So it's one of them outfits that, you know, you like, you lay it out.
You got from Chess King back you in ready the day to go. Or something, right?
Chess King.
Man, it was good. I had one of them outfits, man. And I remember my outfit was dirty because you remember it was just, you know, I wore it the previous weekend, but nobody saw you at school. My mom washed it, not sure how, got bleach on it.
Oh.
got bleach on my outfit that I was going to wear, and I couldn't wait to, you know, had everybody ready for free dress. From that moment on, at the age of 13, I never allowed my mother, or even my wife, my friends, to wash my clothes.
Don't touch my clothes.
Do not even now, I don't even allow her to take them from the washer to the dryer. I got that. Like, don't even touch it. Take it. I got this.
That's only like 9 inches from matter. The wire. Like,
no, TJ, it don't matter. It don't matter. You cannot do that. So that's the story now I bring up because I cut down on laundry by not having to use socks. So if I don't use socks, that's why I have my toes out. I have my flip-flops on. Mm-hmm. I have my sandals on. That's also my dad drop-off gear as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, then, if I could recommend just some lotion, too. Just, you know.
It was I'm not going to lie. I was not moisturized.
Actually, this morning.
TJ, Jason, Brockman. Appreciate everybody.
My brother.
Nick Cosmider, Stuart Mandel, Ben Standing, our guys in the back. This has been Kirk Morrison filling in for Rich on The Rich Eisen Show.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
What is the path of least resistance with highest ROI?
New episodes available every day.
People oftentimes are paying very close attention to what the Fed does to get signals on what's going to happen with mortgage rates, and it's completely wrong way thinking.
Whether it's real estate, on the market, rookie, or money.
And you can make just 6% on a deal, you can retire next month.
The Bigger Pockets podcasts are on YouTube or wherever you listen.